they gon' bring it to you raw. That sex, money, crime, real, recognize real. So the streets on every line with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cash bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome too. When you're done 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed, turn that TV up quick, hit the radio instead. For that number one blog talk, G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them cars talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheeks rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the bill when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it now. That's Sin City, Sin City Live.
Yo, what's up? A happy new year to everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. My man Father Time. Father Time, happy new year to you, brother.
Same to you, man. Same to you.
Oh, boy. Shit. You know how we do it, man. Networking, politicking like we always do about this time.
Ooh, there you man. Go, man.
Been a year in review, huh?
Yep, and this motherfucker starting off like it ended, man. Technical issues like a motherfucker on my end.
Oh, shit.
But I'm working through it. I'm working through it.
Well, hell, I don't think ain't nobody else got the memo that we was going live tonight. So, you know, it might just be me and you tonight. But nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? For y'all that don't know, we apparently in a couple of past shows, you know, from back in the day. Just to see how y'all like that shit, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all some of that old CNC flavor that we used to get down with. Them shows was kind of wild, man. It kind of gave me a new, you know, like, okay. Man, I'm starting to see the formula now. Once again, rather.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, them shows was wild as hell, man. It was crazy. I almost fucked up.
What you mean?
Dude, if I wouldn't have listened to one of them old shows before I played it, man, it would have been kind of fucked up, man. I'm like, damn, I'm glad I listened to this. It was a Christmas show, too. It was that, Why Did You Do What You Did? And your sister was on there, and she was talking about her marriage, man. I'm so glad I caught that motherfucker, man. I'm so glad I caught that. Because that'd have been fucked up to play.
Yeah, that really would have. Yeah.
I had to hurry up and rearrange a whole bunch of shit. I was like, no, I can't let this one go. I got to change this shit up. I changed that shit in like 3 minutes, man.
Mm-hmm.
That'd been fucked up. That would have been fucked up, man.
Well, what's up, man? Go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were about to say something. I was just saying.
Christmas. It was Christmas 2012, if you want to go back and listen to it, man.
Nah,
it was actually on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
it was 2012. I almost slipped that motherfucker. I'm working on this goddamn stream, man.
Well, like I say, we done had a crazy-ass year. We done had a president impeached. We done had a motherfucker... a motherfucking rapper that just straight get on the motherfucking stand and snitch. We had some shit going on this year. I mean, we didn't have all kind of issues. I mean, I'm just saying, for example, those two. You know, those are like one of the two of the biggest talks about things in 2019. I mean, a president straight impeached. You know what I'm saying? Like, a again. I mean, that's only the third president in history we ever had impeached.
Yeah. Actually, he was the fourth.
Fourth?
Remember, Nixon quit before before they impeached him.
Well, yeah, he quit. So you really couldn't. I mean, well, he knew it was coming, but he quit. So
yeah, he was like, "Fuck that shit. Them motherfuckers, they finna fuck me over. I'm out of this bitch before it even happened. Now, fuck all y'all. I'm gonna take this shit away from y'all, punk asses."
Right.
Which is what I would have done. I'd done the same. If I see the shit coming, I'm straight. I'm gonna get out of there before it happens. You feel me? I think we got Delightful on here. Delightful?
Hey.
What's cracking like in there?
Nothing much.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Happy New Year's. No, man, this has just been, I don't know, man. A lot of trials and tribulations this year.
Which is what I would have done. I'd better say, if I see. Anybody make New Year's resolutions? I don't keep that shit, man. I stopped drinking for like 12 hours, man.
Man, I don't bring that shit up no more. Just, you know, I mean, it's just like an everyday thing. You just try to be a better person. That's all. Shit. I ain't gonna say I do want to start exercising more, but that's my New Year's resolution to go to the gym. I mean, I just need to do it.
That was
to
mad too.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know,
I did that shit last year. I joined the gym on January 2nd of last year. I think I worked out January 3rd and probably again on January 17th. Shit, that was it. Next thing I know, that motherfucker was calling me talking about, "Hey, man, your bill's due." Yeah, all right. Chalk that one up as a loss. I got two workouts out at the deal, though.
Mm-mm.
That was it. I stopped smoking every year. About 3 or 4 hours. Start right back again. It's hard to stop smoking, though, man. That's just hard. See, you ain't got to worry about that shit because you don't smoke. But for a smoker, that shit is fucking hard as fuck to do. I don't give a fuck who you are. That shit is hard.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We didn't ask. Did you make a New Year's resolution?
Not really. I feel somewhat of a prayer. Let's put it that way. Not really. It's a resolution.
Fair. Hold on, man. You know what? Now, I did say one thing. I'm sorry. I have to just take a little bite of that chicken. It was good. I did say that but now it changed my mind. I said I was going to work on my attitude this year. You know, I try to be more understanding and get, you know, considerate to other people's feelings, but I'm not doing that shit. I can't stand people, so I'm not doing it.
Wow, that shit didn't even last a full 24 hours.
I said that like probably like right after Christmas, but I'll come to the conclusion I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. If anything, I'm probably gonna be worse than before.
Wow. Well, I told myself, man, I'm gonna.
That doesn't sound too good.
I'm gonna be more understanding towards my daughter's mother. I'm gonna actually try to get in a better place, man. For real, seriously.
No, seriously. I'll just decide for what.
Just to see, man. You know what I mean? I understand that. But at the same time, we both in our 50s, it shouldn't be no animosity when we in the same room. We should be able to coexist in the same room, man. You know what I mean? And most of that is me. I'm saying, it might not work for you, but I'm seriously going to give it a try. I'm seriously going to try that out, man.
Okay, let me ask you. For what reason are y'all even in the same room?
I mean, it's a lot of reasons why we're in the same room. If there's something going on with our daughter, like we sat down and had a conversation about the trip to Greece. You know what I mean? She doesn't want her to go. I don't want her to go. But at the same time, she's grown. And I'm trying to get her to understand that she's grown. She can make her own decisions, whether we agree with shit or not. It's her decision.
Right, so but... why argue with somebody that you can't even coexist with?
That's what I'm trying to get away from, man. I mean, what if our daughter got married? You know what I mean? That's supposed to be a happy occasion, but we both sitting in that motherfucker face all powdered out and shit because we got animosity. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, dog, you raise your daughter. Your daughter's a grown woman now. You don't even have to acknowledge. You don't have to acknowledge her existence. You ain't even got to say. You can walk in that room and be the happiest motherfucker in the world, and that's say two words to her. Why you feel like you gotta be like you and her still gotta talk? Y'all, the deed is done.
Yeah. Well. I want us to have a better relationship than we have now when it comes to our daughter. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm looking for, man.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less.
We
should be able to coexist in the same room.
This is where you keep losing me at. You keep saying for your daughter. Your daughter's a grown-ass woman. So it's not even about your daughter anymore. It's about, is it about your daughter or your personal being? Because you keep saying your daughter, but your daughter's a grown woman. Your daughter ain't got to listen to you nor her. She can make her own decisions, and y'all can't do a damn thing to stop it.
I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, she sees what's going on with me and her mother. She know that we can't coexist in the same room for more than 10 minutes. After that, we argue. You know what I mean? And that shit kind of bring her down.
Okay.
Like, yeah, how come my mom and daddy can't talk to each other like normal people?
And I'm asking,
it's kind of fucked up.
All right, bro. I'm gonna leave it there because I'm really not understanding you. But okay.
Oh, hey. I don't expect anybody to understand, but I'm going to give it a shot.
I mean, because it sounds like it's more personal than it is with your daughter. I mean, it sounds like it's more, i.e., you and her than you, her and your daughter. Because if that's the case, then, okay, cool. That's cool, too. But, at this point, I wouldn't use my daughter as the situation to say, your daughter's 25, 26 years old. I mean, hell. The odds of y'all, weddings, baby showers, or something of nature like that, other than that, y'all really don't. Unless y'all still just talk to each other, because other than that, shit, ain't no reason to talk to each other.
No, we don't. But see, that's the problem, man. For me, that's the problem. We don't want
to talk,
and we should talk.
For what? I understand, if your daughter's in a dilemma, y'all in this some type of dilemma, and it's like, all right, y'all need to talk. But just average, everyday basis, no, shit, for what? Talk for what?
No, I'm not talking about sitting on the motherfucking phone 3-4 fucking hours just talking. I ain't talking about like that.
Oh,
I'm just talking about Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay. So you saying, like, okay, if it's a situation pertaining to your child, I mean, like, okay, something happened with your child, and you and her, like, well, you know, this happened or that happened or something of that nature. Or, I mean, or you saying, well, you know, we should be able to pick up the phone and be cordial with each other.
No, I'm not talking about sitting on the phone. I'm saying exactly what you just said. When it comes to a situation with our daughter, we should be able to fucking talk. I mean, we talked about the grease thing, and it turned into a big ass fucking argument over some shit that we don't even fucking control. It's her decision. I'm saying we shouldn't be in that place where we can't talk about some shit dealing with our daughter. Wow, they're fucking blowing up into a big ass fucking argument. Now we cussing each other out over some shit that we don't even fucking got control of. It shouldn't be like that, man. You know what I mean? And I put that on me because I went in knowing that this shit's gonna turn into a fucking argument. So I was prepared to argue before we even started talking. It shouldn't be like that, man. It should not be like that. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna work on that. As far as myself, I don't know how she feel about that shit. I don't want to fucking argue every time I talk to you. Every fucking time we talk, it's a fucking argument. It shouldn't be like that. I don't want to live like that anymore. As far as dealing with her, you feel me? I mean, you may not feel me, but
in that case, it is more personal than it is about your daughter. I understand that it causes stress on your daughter. At any age, no child wants to see their parents arguing. However, it is personal, and it's about your personal well-being and health. It takes a lot of energy to be angry and to argue with a motherfucker. So, I mean, I get it, but it's about you.
I can tell you, I can accept that. I mean, we've been living like that for the last 25 years, man. It's just dead to me. It's over. Me and her have to be in a better place.
I understand.
I ain't got time to be arguing with this motherfucker.
And you know just as well is that I'm going through the same shit. Like,
You don't want to fix that shit, man? You don't want to fix that, dog? You don't want to be in a better place with your kids, mother?
No. For what?
Honestly, man. So you prefer it to be like it is right now?
I really don't. Look here, man. If you purposely made my life a living fucking hell for no apparent reason other than being spiteful and vindictive, then no, I'm good. I didn't deal with my sentence. That's just like a motherfucker saying, I done been in prison for 20 years, but fuck it. I'm going to go just try to keep talking to the ward. I don't want to see that place no goddamn more.
Hey.
I did what I had to do. My life is I'm in a new chapter. If me and my daughter got an argument, it's because me and my daughter got an argument. I mean, dude, come on, you know just like I do it. I mean, this ain't no shot at the but shit, you done went through just as much blowback as I have. If not more. And hell, you had one. I had 3 kids. And you went through just as many blowbacks as I did. So I mean, shit, at the end of the day, no, I'm good. You ain't got, I mean, if you choose to speak to me and you choose to be cordial to me, fine. You choose, fuck you, I don't ever want to talk to you. That works even better. I ain't got to say a motherfucking thing to you.
But so you don't give a fuck about how that shit affect the kids?
Because
they see that shit.
No,
they see
babies.
It.
They not babies.
I understand. You're not hearing me. Dude, listen to me.
I hear you, but you're not hearing me. They're not babies no more. That's not, I mean.
I understand that.
Look, let me finish what I'm saying. Me and you look at this different. I'm going to look at it like this. Look, that's just the way my parents are. My parents don't get along. See, I'm not going to bend up, dude. I bent over and kissed their ass for too fucking long to be an intricate part of my kids' life. Now my kids are grown on their own. Why am I still bending over to kiss her ass?
I don't think it's. I think you're taking that the wrong way.
Well, I mean,
I don't think it's about kissing nobody's ass.
I don't think I'm taking it the wrong way. I think we're looking at it two different ways. But
that could be
two different views, and I think y'all should agree to disagree.
Because I just feel like okay,
and see how
I mean,
it works out for both of y'all in 5 years.
Shit, it works out great for me, man. Hey, motherfucker, you click. That felt good. My mama said, I hung up on the bitch. Don't bother me, no.
All right, well. We'll just agree to disagree, but me personally, I'm gonna work on that on my
go
end.
For it, bro. Go for it. I hope you get your results.
So do I, man. So do I. Y'all pray for it. I'm gonna really give that shit a shot. Please do.
I'm just out of curiosity. How would one go about that? How do you plan on going about that?
First thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna change up my attitude before I even go there. You know what I mean? Because if I already got a fucked up ass attitude when I get there, what's gonna change?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not trying to
when
put you off. What do you mean? What do you mean get there? Every conversation, you
got
to go talk to a
face-to-face? I'm saying when it requires a face-to-face conversation, I'm already prepared.
You go in on defense.
I'm already fucked up before I even get there. On my way there, I'm already thinking, yep, I know she going to say this, then I'm going to say that. I'm preparing myself for a fucking argument before I even get there. On the way there. I'm ready to fucking start arguing. So as soon as she say something that I don't agree with, it's going to blow the fuck up. And
well,
I need to change that
you.
On my end.
Let me ask you this. You say you be like, okay, man, she going to start some shit as soon as I get there. I already know she going to start some shit as soon as I get there. But now let me ask you. Do she do it?
Sometimes she do. Other times
okay.
When I might hear something that she say, but I might hear it totally different than what she actually said. So now I'm ready to argue. Because I thought she said this. You know what I mean?
Because
when you're ready to argue, listen, when you're ready to argue with a motherfucker, as soon as they say some shit that you don't like, fireworks. Because you're prepared for that. You're going in knowing that this is what's going to happen.
Okay, I definitely believe that about you.
That's about anybody. That ain't just me. That's anybody. If you go in knowing that this motherfucker going to say something that you don't agree with, you already got your ammo. The motherfucker gun is cocked, loaded, and ready. You got one already in the chamber. And you ain't even in the house yet. You outside. You going in locked and loaded. Now, how is that healthy? That's not healthy for nobody. And nothing ever get resolved.
Okay, but that. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's just say you and her say, okay, we come to this agreement. We both feel that she shouldn't go. And she say, I'm leaving anyway. What? Y'all just want to have salvation and saying that you and her agree?
Okay, I'm not understanding your question.
Okay.
Are you on speakerphone or something? Because I could. it sounds like you echoing a little bit on my end. You on speakerphone?
Nah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
You don't want your daughter to leave. You said your baby mama don't want her to leave. I don't know how the argument started or what actually started it, but okay, y'all both is in agreement that y'all don't want her to leave. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so like I said, once again, I don't know what prompted the argument, but do you just want to be able to just say me and her both agreed? Or, I mean, even if y'all both agreed and she still said, well, you know, I'm sorry that y'all feel that way. I'm still going. You just want to be able to say you and her got along for that moment?
No. That's exactly what you just said. That's exactly how it happened. She said, well, I'm still going to go. It's my decision. I appreciate y'all and all that bullshit. But then her mama started attacking her. So now I'm getting pissed off because her mama is attacking her. And there we go. And then it went from her to me and her mama. Now
so
she's bringing up shit. Say again?
So you started it.
I went in to start it. Exactly. That's my whole point. I went in to start it. I told him, as soon as she says something I agree with, I'm going to let her ass have it. That's my whole point. It shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't go in with that type of attitude. Especially on some shit that we both agree with.
Okay, so
you know that's
words,
all. That's all I'm saying. I have
so
to go in with a better fucking attitude.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it alone. All right.
So be it.
It sounds like to me is he feels like, and I'm only assuming that results could be different if they go in as a unified unit. Not necessarily it's going to make them feel some type of way, but if they agree together, something could be different.
Okay, I get that. So, but let me ask you this, dog. So do you think that you should do that with her or just in life in general?
Probably just her.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be just her. I mean, she is the mother of my daughter.
So
you think,
and I just think
you don't think you would get different results if you use the attitude in life in general?
I don't. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't give a shit about general.
But you know what? I've been waiting on you to say that forever. There you go.
I mean, I'm just being honest. I don't give a fuck what another motherfucker thinks.
Stop.
But why do you care what she thinks? Is it, or let me ask this question. Is it that you care what she thinks or you care what her daughter thinks? Or your daughter thinks?
I care about what our daughter thinks.
So you don't care
if
what
me
she
and her,
at all?
If me and her being on the same page, if that affects our daughter in a positive way, then I'm all for it. I don't think our daughter
and
should
I
see
agree.
Us argue every single time we get together. I don't think she needs to see that. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But what?
I don't know. I don't know what I was hearing right there. That's why I just said, okay. I agree with you, though. I don't think any child should see their parents arguing every time. However,
every single time. Every single time. I mean, how did we survive long enough to have a fucking baby together?
Things were different then.
Shit, 3 minutes.
Wow.
I'm not even going to respond to that, so.
Okay, well, good.
All right, man, let's go into the 2019 review. Like you were saying earlier, we got a fucked up ass president. We got rappers with one top 10 songs being considered legends. Shit is crazy. Now, remember we had that conversation about your boy Nipsey Hussle?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't. I mean, I'm not no great music man. I ain't no motherfucker that break down every fucking CD that come out. I'm not that type of dude. But people are considering this dude a legend, and I ain't never heard none of his shit till he died. To be honest with you, I never heard one song. I heard two songs that motherfucker ever made. That one he did with DJ what the fuck is that motherfucker's name? The big dude, DJ Khaled. And the song he did with Snoop. That's it. But people are calling this dude a fucking legend. A legend.
I think he is more of a legend for his personality and his just him as a whole versus his career.
Nah, I can't go with that one. I mean, because here's my thing. I've never, and I'm not being funny or anything, but I've never, until that man died, I've never heard him being called an activist. Not once. I don't want nobody to be like, oh, man, they like fuck Nipsey. It's not fuck Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? He probably was on his way to be. But I'm just saying, it's like, I never heard nobody saying, I mean, I've seen his name, Nipsey Hussle, rapper. I've never seen Nipsey Hussle, rapper, / activist, until he died. Now all of a sudden, he's just activist. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't do good things. I'm not saying that at all. You know, that's just like Snoop. Snoop got the football thing. He got the basketball thing. You know, Snoop do a lot of positive things besides just rap. But I've never heard no one call Snoop an activist.
And you won't until he dies. Some people do it and don't never get acknowledged for it, for that matter.
So, I mean, how does he get... You got a guy to get that title? Because, shit. And what's her name? What is the damn lady name? I know how the Cage Bird sing. I know they like, really? You don't know your black history? Angela Mayo. There you go. I mean, she was called activist day one.
That's true.
Was she really? Did it start at day one, or was it years later that it got acknowledged?
Well, I say this much. She wasn't dead before she got called that.
Touche.
Well, she was considered an activist because of her writings. Her writings, you know, her early writings, because she was talking about that black shit.
What?
I'm just saying, one CD should make you a fucking legend.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
He has way more than one CD.
But your body of work determines how you're seen in the motherfucking rap game. You know what I mean? It's all about your body of work. I mean, come on. Tupac, legend. You know, your boy Biggie, he's not a legend. He ain't no fucking legend. He might have been on his way to being a legend, but he ain't no fucking legend. Oh, well, he said this, he said, that don't make you a fucking legend. What's your body of work? How many CDs Tupac got? 8, 9, 10?
Who? Okay.
How many
look,
CDs
I guess
he got?
My question is, who determines who's a legend and not? Just because he's not one to you, don't mean he ain't one to another.
Well, apparently all you need is a good CD, and then somebody need to kill you, then you're a legend. That's what makes you a legend nowadays.
Okay, and to piggyback on what you just said, my mind is drawing a blank tonight. The young boy that died in Chicago got off the airplane.
Who did
I know you're talking about. I don't know his name. I never heard none of that motherfucker's music either.
What was his name?
I don't remember his fucking name. Young boy something? Was, I don't know.
I can't think of it.
What did
go ahead. I'll tell you in a minute.
He had died at the airport. Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD, yep.
Not his name, Juice WRLD. Now, I'm hearing shit like, you know, when he first died, which is a tragedy in any way, shape, or form. It's truly a tragedy that the young man died at the age of 21. It's a tragedy. You get to even start living your life. But then people start throwing the word, oh, he was truly a legend. A legend in what? I mean, not in the rap game. In the rap game, he was a legend.
Again, I think that matters to people that it matters to. Just who was it? Extension and him. Both of them, in my opinion, cater to people with mental illness and depression. And to those people, it was like the world stopped.
Delightful, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're 21 years old. At 21, how can you be considered a legend at 21? You haven't done anything. You ain't done shit at 21. 41, maybe. 51, 61. Okay, 20. You're a legend. You're a legend in whatever you done, whatever your field is. Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish.
Geniuses out here.
Let me finish. You're 21. Whatever field you go in, whether it be music, dance, movies, whatever, whatever field you're in, you're 21 years old. Do you really think you can be considered a legend? Okay, let's say you're an actor. You're 21. You got 2 or 3 number one movies in the last couple of years. Does that make you a legend? I mean, are you on Denzel's motherfucking plateau? Because you had a couple number one movies and you're 21, then you die. And now they're calling you a legend?
I don't know. Did they make Denzel money? I mean, I'm not the judge, so I don't know.
Denzel is a living legend. He's a legend. Everybody know who the fuck Denzel is. But you're 21. You got 3 good movies out. You got 3 number one movies out in the last 3 years. You die, overdose, whatever. You die. And people are calling you a legend. Do you think that's a legend because you got 3 number one movies?
I don't know. I personally think it's a label. But that's my personal opinion. I don't think anyone should be able to devalue or value your worth. That's my personal opinion. But
21 years old don't make you a legend.
Above my head.
You got to have a body of work to be considered a legend. Where's your body of work? You know, I mean, look, let's take Ice Cube. Ice Cube been out 30 fucking years. He got a body of work. He's a legend. That's what you consider a legend. KRS-One, Public Enemy,
Ed B.
Rakim, those are legends.
In that case, so a one-hit wonder,
it's not
one
a legend.
Hit wonder cannot be a legend. But everybody knows him, and everybody knows of this particular. I'm just asking. I don't know. I really, personally don't even care. But I'm asking.
Okay, I'll give you a prime example. You know this. You remember that Gundam style shit? That song, Gundam style. You remember that shit? That motherfucker. Okay, he's a one hit wonder. You consider him a legend? He ain't done shit since.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Should he be considered a legend because his song was number one for a few months? Everybody was doing his dance and all that bullshit. Is he considered a legend? Does everybody know him?
I would guess maybe if motherfuckers remember it 30 years from now, then maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm the wrong person to have this conversation with because I personally don't care. So I can't even.
Well, I mean, I'm just going
off
of what you
said. Put
up a
good argument with you. I mean, I know. I'm just saying. I can't even put up a good argument with you because it's not something I really care about.
Well, I'm just saying, man. I mean, it should be a criteria to be considered a legend. It should be some kind of criteria there. Just because you knew the motherfucker and you liked him, that don't make him a legend. I mean, come on. Does his body of work out? That's anybody. I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he a legend for snitching. That motherfucker gonna be considered a legend, dog. Watch my words. Motherfuckers gonna consider him a legend.
Well, they don't consider him. He's going down in history as something different. He may start a new trend. He might start a new trend that snitching is cool. But now let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Now, and let's be God honest. You find out that these motherfuckers done fucked your old lady. They the one set you up to get robbed. These motherfuckers gonna try to. They plotting on doing some more shit to you. Would you tell on them?
I'm snitching like a motherfucker.
So I like a lot of people keep hollering, okay, Tekashi, you know, he told. But I mean, now, here's the one thing that I've yet to figure out about the whole situation. The shit that he's saying, is it true? Did these people really set him up? Did he really, you know, because, I mean, if and only if that's the case, I wouldn't give a fuck what happened to him. But now, if you just sitting there trying to, you know, just, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna just, you know, try to get this shit off me, then, you know, somebody, let me not say that. That's the fuck.
Well, actually, when I read up on it, they supposedly had the motherfuckers on tape talking about killing them. The shit was on tape. At least that's what the article said that I read. That the leader of the group or whoever the fuck, Shotgun or Shotty Man, whatever the fuck his name is.
Shotty. Now, here's my question. Was it printed or did you actually hear them say that? I really don't know.
I didn't hear the actual recording.
Right.
But I'll tell you like this. If I'm sitting in a federal building, okay, me and you now, I'm sitting in a federal building and they play me a tape where you saying, yeah, let's go ahead and do this motherfucker and collect this money and get that money and all this shit. And it's your fuck. I'm actually hearing your voice. Yeah, I'm snitching. You talking about killing me. You just told these motherfuckers to kill. I just heard you say, let's kill them.
And I'm on your side on that. I agree with you totally. That you just heard me, but now if a motherfucker's saying, you know, hey, they said they're going to do this, they said they're going to do that. I mean, we're talking about the laws now. Talking about the laws.
But think about this, dog. When them motherfuckers come to you like that, they got the evidence. And when you tell them a story, they going to investigate that motherfucker to make sure it's true before they even put you on the stand. You know what I mean? You can't just go in there saying anything. They going to investigate that shit.
Now, hold on. Yeah, now, but to get you to say what you said, because now ain't nobody got on no stand. Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Let me ask the question. Did somebody get on the stand and play the tape that said, well, Tekashi, these motherfuckers finna do this, that, and that? And here's the actual, you know, here's the footage of it. Here's the tape. I've never heard it. Like I said, I didn't follow it too much. And when they first said that he was snitching, I kind of like, yeah, all right, whatever. I really didn't follow it all like that. But I'm saying, and I'm just asking, if, you know, that's just like, you know, situations being one motherfucker say, hey, well, that motherfucker said you did this, you did that. And, oh, he said that? Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know, like I said, I never heard audio, or I never saw a video that said that Shotty and the rest of them guys, you know, like that's just like I seen the thing that said Jim Jones. They said Jim Jones said something. Well, I never heard it. I never heard Jim Jones say anything.
Yeah, I saw that article too. I mean, they say he got paperwork on him, so he was a fucking CI for somebody. So you never know. But apparently, whatever he told them motherfuckers, it had to been true. They gave him a deal.
Nah, I don't
so
think
whatever he told them motherfuckers,
I don't think you understand.
That shit had to
saying.
Be true.
Nah, it's not. No, what I'm saying is that yeah, what he said was true. But I'm saying in order for them to get him to say it, they said Shotty said this and dude said that and the driver said this and everybody said that. But now I'm saying it.
They had to have proof, man.
No,
they had to have proof. No, I am listening. I'm hearing what you're saying. You saying is, okay, if we in a, listen to me. You're saying that if we in the motherfucking room and the police say, well, so-and-so said that you did this, you did it. Okay, true enough. But this motherfucker, he got money. So he got a good-ass lawyer.
Not all
so
the money
whatever the motherfucking, money got OJ off murder. Money got OJ off of murder. Everybody their mama know OJ was guilty than a motherfucker. Money got his ass off. So I'm saying, whatever the police told him, I'm pretty sure his fucking lawyer dug into every fucking bit of that motherfucking interview and advised that motherfucker to take a deal. Take the deal, because whatever they got, they got you. They got you. So you need to do whatever you do whatever you got to do to get out of this shit. But they got you. So I don't blame that motherfucker one bit for doing whatever the fuck he did. He did what he had to do. Because if they playing this motherfucker tapes on these motherfuckers talking about killing you, and they running trains on your baby mama, I mean, come on. What you expect that man to do? And
okay,
I know you got all these street motherfuckers out here talking about snitching this, snitching that. But if a motherfucker, if you hear a motherfucker on the tape talking about killing you, And you ain't gonna say shit?
Not to cut you off, but I want to cut you off because I want to ask this question for the third time. Is there evidence that says that, I mean, is there an audio tape that anybody heard? Or is this just like, okay, they saying this? You're not getting, I think you're missing my point, because what I'm trying to say to you is that, okay, they could take me and you in a room and they could say, well, Chaz said this, that, and the other. Now, they could tell you I said anything. And to you, they might be damn near on point. But without your word or your testimony, they ain't got shit. Now, it's been millions of people played that way. It's been millions of people played that way. Like, look, hey, they said this, that, and other. Oh, they did? Oh, well, since he said that, then I'm going to say this. All I'm saying is, and all I'm asking is, has anybody ever heard the actual audio?
I didn't hear the audio.
Right, and I'm saying I haven't either. Now they posted all this shit, but ain't nobody ever heard no actual audio. I mean, how many times a motherfucker done came to you, you done went to jail, and the motherfucker done came to you saying, well, you know, such and such said this or such and such said that. I mean, you like, all right, you know, you got to sit there and just try to cipher like, all right, that part didn't make sense. Bitch, you're lying. You know what I'm saying? Or did this motherfucker just get scared?
Yeah, but at the same time, We talk about motherfuckers with high profiles. At the same time, like you say, I've never heard the video, but at the same time, you ain't never heard nobody say there wasn't no video. Well, there ain't no audio. Ain't nobody came out and said, well, no, I didn't say that. The shoddy dude never once said, I didn't say that. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm correct, he never even took the stand.
I'm just saying though, if I said you said if, okay, we big time, we're celebrities, and if you say something, if I say something that if I say yeah, Kai said Blasey Skippy, you gonna come out of your motherfucking social media or you gonna do an interview or whatever, and you gonna deny that shit? Say no, I didn't say that shit. What the fuck are you talking
dude
about?
Dude was locked up. He couldn't jump on social media and say a damn thing.
That's what you got lawyers for. Somebody going to come out and say, no, this tape is fake. This is phony. This is bullshit. My client never said nothing. My client never arranged for nobody to die. None of that shit. Somebody going to come out and say that. If
but
it's
dude,
not true.
Dude, he said he wasn't guilty. What more you wanted him to say?
I mean, I'm just looking at it from both sides. If a motherfucker lying with me, you best believe I'm going to come by and let everybody know that motherfucker lying. You'd be the same motherfucker way. If I lied on you, you're going to make sure everybody know, nah, he fucking lied.
Okay,
I ain't say that bullshit.
Okay, but then you also got to realize that if I'm more popular than you, I got social media's ear more so than you.
But I'm still going to come out and deny whatever the fuck you said I did.
Oh, well,
especially
did
if I
that.
Know it ain't true.
They did.
I'm
that.
Saying as
they
far
denied.
As this tape go.
I'm saying they denied it. They denied it all the way until they motherfuckers went to jail.
Well, nobody never actually denied the motherfucking them being recorded saying, let's kill this motherfucker. Nobody from this side denied that.
Okay.
Not one person, not even a hanger on. Nobody from his side said that.
If I
that
say
shit never
I'm
happened.
Not guilty and I didn't do it, then what am I doing? I'm denying it.
Now, they got found guilty because, and the only reason that they got found guilty for everything is because of his testimony.
Well, I don't know, but I still think that motherfucker gonna be considered a legend.
Yeah, for snitching.
And I guarantee you, that motherfucker gonna be—he gonna be a platinum artist. He gonna be platinum.
I don't feel sorry for a motherfucker that was in there doing the same shit. I mean, you was doing the same shit that they was doing. I mean, so why the fuck? How the fuck are you the victim? That's the way the game goes. So why the fuck
are you still gonna be platinum?
I mean, he might be, but I'm saying, me personally, I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him at all. I mean, you running around hollering Trey Way and you setting up hits and you doing this and you getting motherfuckers jumped on and you getting motherfuckers shot and you getting motherfuckers robbed, you getting motherfuckers killed. Now we supposed to feel sorry for you? Fuck you, nigga.
Well, technically, he ain't black, so.
What the fuck does that? You just lost me.
Don't worry about it. All right, what else? Delightful, did you get that?
Because I said nigga. No, nigga's an ignorant person. They ain't just necessarily got to be black.
All right, we ain't gonna even go there.
Well, I mean, you want to go there, we can.
No, I don't want to go there, man. I don't want to argue with your motherfucking monkey ass.
Well, thank you very much.
You feel me?
Nope.
So, in the mortal words, I can't find it, so. There it is.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
All right,
man,
bro.
I'm going to give I'm going to let everybody know, man. Y'all got to stop podcasting the show. Shit, we on everything. iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts at, you can find Sin City Radio Show. I mean, it's 2020, man. We got to move on to bigger and better things. We got to get the podcast going. We hope everybody support us. Get that. Let everybody know, you know, we under that Gangsterville umbrella, GangstervilleRadio.com. Shit, y'all hear us there. It's time, man. It's time. It's 2020, man. Shit, we got our motherfucking 10-year show coming up next month. 10 years we've been doing this, y'all. We gonna celebrate big time. So y'all get ready. All you motherfuckers from Indianapolis, come out and support us. We doing it big. February next month, y'all. February. 10 years we've been doing this shit.
And so what you say? You coming down here?
I'm going to come down, man, for the 10-year show, dog.
My bad.
See, we got to do it big, man. Stanley, you got to come up to Indy, man. Fuck with us, dog. I know you listening. Jeez, that's what I'm talking about.
All right,
so that's where we at, y'all. Everybody listen to Gangsterville, man. Gangsterville got it going on. A lot of good shows on there. They ain't as good as our show, but, you know, I got to give them a little love.
I'm
City is the best show you can listen to. Feel
I concur.
I mean, shit, who got cartoons? Who got movies?
Hey, man, you know what? That being said, I can honestly say, dog, we've had a hell of a run. You know, as far as the cartoons, I mean, the movie cartoon, you know, and I just really would like to thank all supporters, everybody that supported this whole CNT movement, you know, everybody that did, you know, click the link, you know what I'm saying, watch the cartoon, watch the movies, watch the little comedy skits that we got. You know, I really. You said what?
See?
All right. I just really want to just really, man, I really feel it. And for all the people that supported and backed me up. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, trying to do the motherfucker. I know, and I'm saying this, because I know I probably wasn't the best person to deal with. During that time, you know what I'm saying? Time, I thank you, because I know it was times I was being, like, really irrational, you know? I was really, like, tunnel vision on a lot of things. I wasn't looking at things through an overall picture, but, you know, you maintained it. You know what I'm saying? You kept open-minded. You let me do whatever it is that I was going to try to do. And I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
Hey, man, you know what, dog? I'm just grateful, man, to help you see, to realize your motherfucking dream, dog. Straight up. You know what I mean? The movie was your baby. It was your dream. You wanted to make that shit jump. I'm just glad I can help you, man. Realize your motherfucking dream, dog. Straight up. That's on everything I love, man. I mean, who would think, you know, two motherfuckers from the projects would be doing shit like this, man? For a fucking movie? You know what I mean? And yeah. You know what? You know the best thing about the movie? The greatest motherfucking scene was the rooftop scene, man. God. That right there should have got us nominated for something. Just that rooftop scene, man. We should have been nominated for something on just that motherfucking scene, dog. And then everything, it was all ad-lib. Come on, man.
Nah,
I mean, that's a fucking Denzel moment.
Okay, but that's the one thing I want everybody to realize. A lot of people don't know that whole movie from beginning to end was ad-lib. There was no script. There was no, let's read. I mean, it was just fuck it. It was just a thought, and let's go with it. Even the rooftop scene, everything was just ad-lib. You know, so, I mean, for a motherfucker to be able to ad-lib a whole fucking movie, come on, man. You got to give a motherfucker props for something.
No doubt. See, shout out to the haters. One for the haters, a motherfucker probably would have quit. Haters, they got their part in it too, dog. Can't forget them.
Oh,
motherfucker,
yeah,
just say, yeah, whatever. Ain't going to happen.
Well, I love
she ain't going to last.
You know what I'm saying? Sin City's cartoon. Hey, man. I really want to thank a lot of motherfuckers for that, man. I mean, you know, that motherfucker still getting clicked. So, you know, the second episode should be on its way really, really soon. But, like I said, man, it was just like, you know, and it was funny, man, that I actually went to a funeral. And people was walking up to me like, okay, you know, you're damn fool for this cartoon, right? I'm like, huh? Like, the cartoon, the farthest thing from my mind. And everyone was like, you know, y'all some fools for this cartoon. Y'all really are retarded. I mean, my mother was just like, I'm like, you know, it is a dead body up in the funeral home, right? Y'all shouldn't be laughing this loud about a cartoon. That's beautiful. But, hey, no, they loved it. They loved it. They love the cartoon.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. Before we get out of here, man, I'm gonna change up a little bit, man. I gotta talk about my city, man. What the fuck is going on? Every time I log on, motherfucker, I'm talking about the city I was born and raised in. Every time it don't matter, man. It's always some bullshit going on, man. What the fuck is wrong with Gary, man?
Well, hold on, man. I got to stop you before you get started. I mean, and I understand that this is the city that, but I mean, we need to quit pinpointing Gary. That's the problem. Everybody, what the fuck going on in Gary? Man, this shit happened all over. This shit happened in Minnesota, Indianapolis, motherfucking Houston, Phoenix. It's happening everywhere. It's not just Gary. But now, if you
no,
want to
it's
ask
not me, just Gary.
Right.
I agree with that 100%. But because Gary is so small, that shit make for a whole lot of fucking headlines. You know what I mean? Two motherfuckers shot in Gary gonna make the paper before two motherfuckers shot in Detroit. Because Gary's so motherfucking small. I mean, how many people there? 400,000-500,000? Maybe? If that many?
Nope. Last time I checked, it says 80,000 people in here.
You see what I'm saying? So when you got motherfuckers getting shot on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in a city of 80,000 people, yeah, that shit's going to make the fucking news. And every time they make the motherfucking news, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fucked up when you can go to another motherfucking city, motherfucker say, where you from? You say Gary, Indiana, and the motherfucker know exactly what the fuck you talking about. They know exactly what you talking about. That's fucked up, man. It's truly fucked up, dog, and it's negative. It ain't nothing positive. You know what I mean? Motherfucker, the first thing a motherfucker say, you from Gary, shit. It's dangerous in the motherfucker there. That's the first thing a motherfucker don't say, hey, ain't that where Michael Jackson from? First thing they say is, shit. They be killing a whole bunch of motherfuckers over there. That's fucked up. That's a fucked up reputation to have, man.
Okay.
And motherfuckers need to stop. That's all I'm saying. Motherfuckers need to stop. I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But most of this shit is senseless, man. It's, when we was young and motherfucker got killed, he got killed for a reason. Fucked over somebody, owed somebody some money or something. Nowadays, motherfuckers just killing motherfuckers for a reputation. Ain't no reason behind it. It's just senseless. Two shot an SUV on Fifth Avenue in Gary. That's the fucking headline. First two victims, the first two murders of Gary on January 1st. First day of the year, we already got two murders.
Yeah, I mean, it
is dumb
stuff.
Shit. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. That is fucked up, man. That's totally fucked up. I'm not trying to downplay it or say it's not. It is fucked up, but it's just fucked up everywhere you go.
That's true. That is so true. But because it's so fucking small, man. You know what I mean? And here's a myth. To all you motherfuckers that ain't never lived in Gary, just because it's small, everybody don't know everybody. Get that out of the way now.
Please say that again.
because you from Gary, you supposed to know this. Everybody don't know. I don't know a whole lot of motherfuckers that's from Gary. And I'm from Gary. I don't know half the motherfuckers that live there. I just know the motherfuckers in my neighborhood. Some motherfuckers I went to school with. I can't stand motherfuckers. You from Gary, man. Hey, you know Joe, you know what I'm saying? Joe Blow. He got his cousin named Larry, and I don't know them motherfuckers just because we from the same city. You know everybody in this motherfucker you live in? Fuck out of here with that dumb shit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Oh, no, you know them. They say they know me. Yeah, but I know you know them because they from Gary. Okay.
That shit fucking kills me, man. Like, just because you from Gary, you know all 80,000 motherfuckers that live there. Fuck out of here. How the fuck am I supposed to know 80,000 motherfuckers?
This motherfucker, I can go back to Gary today, right now, go in the store and walk past a motherfucker I've never seen before a day in my life.
Exactly. I've been there their whole life. Y'all need to stop with that shit. But I mean, hey, man, it's Gary, man. I talk a lot of shit about Gary, but goddamn it, I still grew up in that motherfucker, so. I'm always had love for it, but I'm always talk shit too, because goddamn it, I live there. You ain't never live there. You can't talk shit about a place you ain't never lived. I live there so I can talk shit. Can't a motherfucker tell me I can't?
Because motherfucker get your ass by. Hey, motherfucker, quit talking about Gary. Click, click.
And that would be fucking senseless. That would be that's my main mother. That would be senseless. Cause I'm talking shit about a city that I fucking grew up in. You mad and put a gun on me?
I'm just
come
saying,
on. That's
you
ignorant.
You right, but you do know it could happen.
And you know what? I'm gonna still talk shit about Gary. They ain't just make one fucking gun. That's what motherfuckers fear to realize. Just because you got a gun, that don't mean that next motherfucker ain't got one. That ain't the only gun they made. There's a million more of them out there. Watch who the fuck you pulling these guns on. Especially you young motherfuckers. These young motherfuckers, man. Woo-wee. Delightful, are you still here?
I am here.
Do you whoop your kids?
Not enough.
But I'm. You do kick their ass though, right? You take the belt or whatever the fuck you can grab, right?
Kicking their ass. No, I'm way more lenient than life was on me.
Okay. A better question: have you ever whipped your kids? Have your kids ever felt the belt or stitching cord or whatever?
No, we ain't.
And see, that's. You never whoop your kids with a stitch cord?
No.
You slacking. You slacking.
Yeah,
ain't nothing like a good extension cord whooping.
Nah, I ain't good.
Listen, this is what you do.
I honestly don't think I ever got a whooping with an extension cord. And if I have, I can't remember it.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to break the cycle. I'm going to tell you how to do it. All right. Next time one of your kids fuck up and it race an ass whooping, this is what you do. You tell them, take their clothes off, run some bath water. You just tell them, go take a bath. Get your ass up there and take a bath right now. I'm tired of smelling you. You ain't got to smell them for nothing like that, but you make sure they get in that water, butt ass naked. All right? Now, before they dry off, you give them a couple minutes laying in that water, get that body nice and you know, get them pores open, that body nice and wet.
Of course. Okay.
Then you grab that stitching cord, go in that bathroom, tell the ass to stand up, butt ass naked, still wet. Don't let them dry off. Still wet. And you can stand that ass up. Guarantee they ain't gonna, whatever they did, they will never, ever do that again. They might do some other shit. But they ain't going to do what they just did to get that ass whooping.
However, I ain't going to do that. That sounds like abuse to me.
That's not abuse.
I ain't going to be able to do it. Just going to be honest.
Who going to tell?
My two probably would never get an ass whooping like that.
Wow.
Well, see.
Not for me, anyway.
I don't see nothing wrong with a good old fashioned ass whooping. I think that's what these kids need today.
And I don't disagree. However, they ain't going. I ain't a victim. It ain't in me to do it.
Wow.
Hey man, you ever whoop your kids with a citrus cord, dog?
Nope.
I ain't never done that neither. I felt that though, and I know you felt that.
So why the fuck did you tell me this woman?
I'm just saying, man. I think that would curve a lot of bullshit that these kids do nowadays. If they got their ass beat old school style, I think that would fix a lot of shit that's going on. I mean, you got some of the motherfuckers, they just gonna be who fuck they are. But I think a good ass whooping would curve a lot of this bullshit. Not all of it, but most of it.
My kids just got smart mouths. I actually have pretty decent kids. I just got smart mouths.
Do your kids talk smart to you?
Oh, yeah. Very smart.
And what do you do about it? Do you pop them in the mouth?
You know what? A lot of the times, I miss it. And no, I don't pop them in their mouth. Again, I said I'm way more lenient than had it been me 15 years ago.
Okay, when you talk smart, did you get popped in the mouth?
I'm not consistent. That's my biggest problem, in my opinion. I'm not consistent. I whoop their ass for something they did, and then they can do the shit again, and they won't get an ass whooping for it.
Mm.
Just being honest.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, it's a lot of people that don't whoop their kids, so you ain't the only one. You are not the only one.
Now, my daughter is worse than my son, and she done got way more ass whoopings than he ever got. So make that make sense.
Well, now with your son, I understand. That motherfucker look like a goddamn offensive lineman. He liable to toss your ass around the room.
He might. I dare him to try it.
You'd have to shoot that big motherfucker. That motherfucker really? Big as hell.
You want to shoot my baby? You want me? To
I'll shoot that
baby?
Big motherfucker. You come at me. That motherfucker too big. He's bigger than me. I can't fuck with. And then he's young. He got more wind than I do. I'm not gonna let his little ass toss me around the motherfucking room. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't little. He a big motherfucker. This big ass ain't gonna be tossing me around the room. Fuck that. Mm-mm. I'd hit his ass in the head with a skillet or something. Ain't gonna be no fair fight. He too big. So I understand you got to let some shit slide with this big ass. But now your daughter, she little, so you can fuck her up. She can't toss you around the room. So there you go. Hello?
I'm listening to your point.
Oh, okay.
To what point did I miss in the midst of hanging up?
Oh, you hung up on me?
Yeah, the phone. I didn't.
Oh, that good
really
shit.
Last thing I heard was you was gonna shoot my baby.
That motherfucker is too big. How old is he, like 14, 15?
He's 16.
See, that motherfucker too goddamn big, man. He should be playing some football or something. Big ass.
He should. He was supposed to make his mama rich. Didn't happen.
Eating up all the goddamn food in the house. Big motherfucker. Get your ass out there on the field. Earn your keep. What is he, a sophomore?
Yes.
See, he still got time to get on that field. You need to put him on the field.
He don't
that
like
motherfucker
football.
Be an offensive lineman in the NFL.
He don't even watch it. Like, he don't like football.
That big motherfucker don't like football.
Nope.
Man. His ass would be working or something, because I know he eat up every fucking thing in the house. I know he do.
Well, see, that's where, you know, all that argument that you do with your baby mama come into play. I agree, he should be. However, his daddy say no.
His daddy say no about what?
Him working.
A job?
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, he only feels like he shouldn't be working because he needs to focus on school, which he just absolutely really doesn't give a damn about.
Does a daddy buy groceries?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's crazy as hell. How you let him up? He don't live with you, right? The daddy don't live there, right?
No.
Well, how the hell is he running your house?
Well, at the time this conversation happened, he was staying with his daddy.
Okay. Well, now he stays with you now, right?
Now, yes, he does.
So how is a daddy able to run your house? He don't live there. I'm not understanding that.
I wouldn't necessarily call it running my house. I am avoiding a whole goddamn altercation and blowout, though. Second, he has to get there. So once he starts driving this spring, then we'll work on that.
Work on what?
Mind your business.
Work on what?
Wait a minute, that's just for talking.
I was just going to say
that. Is.
Right. He just, what? You know what?
If you start driving, what? I ain't asked you to drive me everywhere. You're going to drive yourself to work.
Wow.
Now, in all fairness, now with all that being said, my son does want to work. Ironically.
Like it ain't 100,000 people listening. Her son just jumped straight in her conversation.
Hey.
Well, if you want to work, yeah, he should be out there working. I think 16 is a good ass age to start working. That should build your motherfucking your drive to work. You ain't got to worry about him being 26 not working. If he started now, that motherfucker gonna work his whole life. That's what he used to.
You have no argument from me.
Fuck your daddy. Get his ass out there. Shit, McDonald's always hiring. Always. That's a good ass first job.
I didn't like it.
It's still a good ass first job. McDonald's always hiring.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I didn't like it. Now, however, technology has came a long way, and I didn't like it because it was too old for me. Their systems were old and outdated, and it was just too much for me.
Yeah, but you got the daddy telling you, he ain't going to work. Fuck what you
really?
Talking about. I don't want him working. And he ain't bringing nothing to the motherfucking table. He ain't putting no food in the house. I know that motherfucker eat all fucking day. Big as he is, I know he eat all fucking day. Shit.
That he does.
Man. Fuck that. His ass gonna be working. I don't give a fuck what his daddy say. ain't doing nothing. He ain't gave me no food stamps or nothing. Fuck you. I'm just saying. I know it's hard to keep food in that house.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. However, I ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to come down here and help me get him back and forth to work, now, then by all means, he can go to work tomorrow.
Shit. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Not going to happen.
Okay.
Hold on, Diamond. Hold on, Diamond. Did you hear that? Did you hear him in the background? What?
I did.
Nigga. Duh.
I didn't hear him.
Hey. I'm just saying, back in the day, my mom would have been like, hold on for a minute. You had lost your goddamn mind. Don't you see me on the phone?
Grown folks is talking. These kids, they don't know that. They don't know that shit, dog. They have no clue on shit like that. Grown folks talking, they don't know what that means. Or that fucking look while they on the phone and you study asking some shit and she just give you that fucking look, you immediately shut the fuck up, going back upstairs to your motherfucking room and wait till she get off the phone. Ta-da. Kids don't know about that kind of shit. I think if you 40 and up, you know that look. You've had that look before. You've seen that you better shut the fuck up talking to me look. Ain't none of that. Don't you see I'm on the phone? Your mama ain't gotta say shit. She just look at you. And you know that motherfucking look.
Hey, that motherfucker in the background, he say what?
Shut up. I need a
help. That motherfucker need to be on the football field, man. Big ass motherfucker. Big motherfucker, man. 16, man. You were bigger than me when I was 16.
He's talking about my dad like he just huge now.
That motherfucker is huge. He's bigger than
what?
Me when I was 16, and I was a big ass kid. I was damn near 300 by the time I was 16. I was a huge ass fucking kid. He's bigger than me when
okay.
I was that
okay.
age.
Even 300 though, so he couldn't be.
He close to it.
He close enough.
I know
he's
close. He closer to 300 than 200.
And he right in the middle.
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't no damn 250. He's way bigger than 250.
I say he's
243. Shit.
I don't believe that.
Now the scale broke.
Shit. You must be talking about I'm 240.
My son is 243.
You stick with that line, bro.
We're going to get a scale over that one.
Tell the scale say otherwise, he's 243 and 6 foot. Well, no. What is it? 5'11"? What's one shy of 6 foot? 1 inch shy of 6 foot.
5'11".
Okay. Well, I thought it was.
Well, at the end of the day, that motherfucker bigger than 243.
All day, every day.
273, maybe. But shit,
right.
He bigger than 243.
I'm going to go buy a scale just to see.
I'm just saying.
How much it done changed in a month and a half.
Well, maybe your 243 was 2018.
Nah, he had one leg on the scale.
Both of
y'all can kick rocks.
Big ass motherfucker.
Two,
mom.
Three.
What's your daughter's name? What's your daughter's name?
I do not need the whole world to know my daughter's name.
Right.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really?
Yeah, dog.
It ain't like they know her last name. Goddamn, what's her nickname?
I don't give a damn.
See, you done fucked up my motherfucking joke. I had a good ass joke behind that shit. You done fucked it up.
Sorry.
All right, man. It's time to end this shit. You fucked up my joke. All right, Life, you got any last words?
It was a good show, I suppose. Rare moments. Hopefully, I am here next week.
All right, what you got, man?
Redzone.com. Check us out, y'all. You know how we do it.
All right, on that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, hate, grease. God bless. Good night, as my man Russell Simmons say. Hey, oh, you know what?